Speaking of Easter, it's going to be celebrated in lots of different ways across the weekend. For many, you're going to spend time with your family. For others, it's an important date in the religious calendar. And then there is plenty of chocolate. At News Talk's Josh Crosby has been speaking to people about their different traditions and hope for what's going to happen during the Easter period.
Yeah, we're going to do an Easter egg hunt. One of my friends is going to hide a whole lot of Easter eggs and cans around the park, and we're going to go around and try and find them.
Eggs and cans?
Yeah.
Right. It's an adult, so it's Easter, egg an hunt. Adult
yeah.
Easter egg hunt.
Well, adult, but yeah.
You just got to make sure no one else finds the cans.
Yeah, ready. Well, hopefully no kids anyway. Yeah.
We have a massive Easter dinner at my mother's house. So there'll be 27 nieces and nephews there. There'll be a turkey ham, the whole lot. It'll be a big spread. It'll be like a small Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner? I would like to see how big Christmas is.
Yeah, right. My mother's from Kerry. She's really able to do it.
What are you looking forward to about Easter?
Easter eggs.
How many Easter eggs do you want to get?
16.
16 Easter eggs? Are you going to be able to eat 16 Easter eggs?
No, I'm going to share them with my friends.
I do Good Friday, Vigil, Saturday and Sunday. Because I sing in a choir, so...
Right, so you're singing in a choir over the weekend?
Yeah, over the weekend, so we're busy.
And what kind of hymns will be...
Beautiful, all relevant to the occasion, you know. Be all joyous and glorious, you know.
How does that go? Or even
I can't sing now for anyone above the other, you know.
A bar now.
Not in a million years.
To spread the word of Easter.
No, I spread it now by saying it's a wonderful feeling and it makes it worthwhile.
From going to Mass to chocolate treasure hunts, Easter is a time for celebration and reflection. Even though the pubs are open on Good Friday, many will still follow tradition and go to their local church.
Today is Good Friday then, of course, which is a very sacred day, but the only day in the whole year when we don't have Mass, really. Yeah, because everything is kind of, it's just focused on the passion of Jesus. So most churches have their ceremonies at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which traditionally is the time that Jesus died, the ninth hour, very solemn occasion.
Father Vincent O'Hara is prior in the Carmelite Church just off Grafton Street. He says Easter is the most important event on the Catholic calendar.
Most churches have the Stations of the Cross. We'll have it here in Clarendon Street at 7 o'clock. We have quite a prestigious choir here. So they'll sing hymns connected with and music connected with Good Friday.
Will you be joining in on the hymns yourself?
Yeah, I have a bit of a voice, really. Nothing to write home about, but anyway, I have a liturgical voice, shall we say.
Traditions have changed over the years. For people who might not necessarily be able to make one of the Masses, for whatever reason it may be, what message would you like to get out there about Easter?
Well, if you have faith, thank God for it. If you don't have faith, pray for it. It's a wonderful gift to have. We all need a bit of hope in life. A hope that by the beauty of nature around them and by the fact that people are in good humour, that everybody will benefit and it'll give a lift to everybody and indeed put a spring into our step.
Another feature leading into Easter is, of course, Lent. So it's interesting to hear from churchgoers what traditions they've kept up.
Oh, when we were younger, it was very traditional. We were sent to Mass every morning right up to the end of secondary school during Lent, and we had to keep Lent. My grandmother lived with us and she kept Lent very, very strictly.
She made sure there was no chocolate or biscuits coming into the house.
Well, my mother kind of circumvented her. Not that strictly for us, but for... Yeah, no, chocolate, no, we weren't really meant to. It's a long while since we've done any of that.
And this Easter now, will you be...
I would go to Mass. I don't go to Mass every Sunday, but I would go to Mass on Good Friday, definitely. And there'd be fish for a tradition, yeah.
I'm 77 now, so I don't have to fast anymore.
And what about Lent? Were you off anything for Lent? Or?
I wasn't really, no. You did very bold.
You did enough of that over the years. But what about Easter now? Will you be doing anything special over the weekend?
Probably watching the GA matches.
Any plans over the weekend for Easter? Any kind of traditions, family traditions?
Yeah, we'll go for dinner to my mother-in-law's and we'll have a lovely big Easter feast. Kids do an egg hunt and my husband makes a simnel cake for Easter, so yeah.
What's the cake?
Simnel. It's basically fruit and marzipan and you put little balls on the top that are supposed to represent the apostles. That's what it's about.
Lamb, I suppose, for the dinner?
Lamb, roast lamb, yeah. And I think there's also turkey gets done as well. So, yeah, it'll be lovely.
When it comes to the shops, of course, chocolate is the big seller. Eggs and bunnies of all shapes and sizes have become a staple of the Easter diet. And there are some very excited children for Sunday.
Probably the chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
And you said, what's your favourite Easter egg or what are you looking forward to?
I like getting chocolate and I also like when I go to my nana's and they put on a big Easter egg hunt.
And you have to go find them. The bunny has left them around the garden.
They're either in the garden or inside the house if it's raining. All the cousins look for them.
And are you good at finding them?
Yeah.
So what do you like most about the Easter holidays?
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Well, you're hoping to get a few on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you give up anything for Lent or anything?
Yeah. Crisps.
Crisps?
Yeah.
And how have you been doing with that?
Good.
So you're going to go all out now and celebrate on Sunday?
Yeah.
Finding the eggs.
Finding the eggs?
Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
Does the bunny leave them around the place?
Yeah,
they do. And you do a treasure hunt?
Yeah, I'm
the best.
At you're the best at finding them? Well, how many would you find now, or how many eggs are you hoping to get this year?
50
eggs?
Yeah.
They must be mini small eggs. Bunny can't carry all them.
He can.
And you're going to get 50 eggs as well?
I'm going to get 55.
Even though the shelves have been stocked for weeks now, many will still be frantically searching for their golden eggs ahead of Sunday. But those in the business have been gearing up for this weekend for more than a year in advance. I took a visit to the Lear Chocolate Factory in Navan, where I found out how it all comes together.
I'm Jason Kenny. I'm the site director here at Lear Chocolates in Johnstown in Navan. We're standing in front of the egg line, where we manufacture all our Easter eggs, our Easter products. We make and then we pack them directly in line. So everything is start to finish. So the chocolate, again, as I say, our chocolate is stored in large bulk tanks, 24-ton tanks. We ship it into our depositors. We manufacture directly from the depositor onto our spinners on our egg line, down through our cooling tunnel. Out at the ends, then, where it's packed directly off the line here. We can be packing up to 1,000 eggs per hour.
1,000 eggs per hour?
Maximum, yes.
That's a lot of happy children around the country.
It is, yeah, and a lot of happy workers here too, as you can see. Essentially, this is like almost like, as you say, like a gyroscope. It spins the egg completely, 360 degrees from every angle. So it's spinning the eggs here. The chocolate is essentially moving around the inside of the mould. It's cooling at the same time, so you get that perfect shell then on your egg.
For the chocolate industry, chocolate sector, you're in peak production season?
Yeah, so with the last few weeks, we've been in peak production, manufacturing. The total, I think, eggs this year, we produced is 1.2 million eggs for Easter.
And they're going all out across Ireland and into the UK then as well?
Across Ireland, the UK, across Europe as well.
A lot of eggs?
A lot of eggs, yeah. As I say, a lot of happy children, a lot of happy adults too. So now we're walking over to our main one-shot lines. We have two Owima lines on site. Our new line we just installed in the last 12 months produces up to 55,000 truffles per hour. Again, to fulfil the needs of our customers, we have to be able to, you know.
A lot of temptation working in a place like this. 55,000 truffles. You'd want to maybe pick one off the line.
It is. There's a lot of temptation. As I say, the smell of chocolate is in the air.
You can smell it there. Even walking down the stairs, it really hits you.
Yeah, it's all our chocolate is premium chocolate. We're producing premium products all year round.
Well, thanks very much for the tour around, Jason. It's good to see how the magic comes to life. I'm going to take a walk out now to the factory shop and see what goodies are on offer.
Hello Josh, how are you? My name is Mary O'Rourke, I'm the MPD Director for Lear Chocolates. We have a large amount of products here. At the moment we've got gorgeous Lear eggs, which is a marbled egg. And you can see here how intricate that is.
I can see, yeah, and the detail in it.
And do you hear those little truffles in the end? Can you see them?
So it's not just about the egg, it's the truffles that come with it, it's the design, it's the added texture in the shell itself.
Yeah, we're always looking at different designs, different techniques. And the handcraftsmanship.
Just on the different designs.
Yeah.
How do you ensure that a customer coming into the shop catches your egg? That you're the egg they're drawn to?
Well, we're always looking at how we finish it, how it looks, how it tastes.
So talk to me about trends now. Give us a bit of a sneak preview. What can we expect coming down the line, or what's really in now? What are people looking for, and what can we expect maybe even next Easter?
Obviously, milk chocolate is still very much a trend. There is the blonde chocolate, which is a caramelised white chocolate. That is very trendy at the moment. Next year, I would say blonde will still be very, very trendy. But it's what you do with it. It's what you do and what you put with it, what you pair with it.
It's not only chocolate that will be consumed this weekend. There is, of course, the traditional dish of lamb on Sunday. And for some, today will be fish only. While I was in Navan, I called into Connolly Seafood, where I met with owner Kieran Connolly, to hear about how busy they'll be today.
Hopefully very busy. We're still in a country town here, and we'll start serving at 7 in the morning now.
And it's flat out all day?
Hopefully. It's hard to know what weather and everything, but hopefully we will, yeah.
Will it be up there with the busiest days of the year?
Ah, it would be, yeah. It'd be after Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, be the busiest day, yeah.
Is there still a tradition there? Do you still get customers who eat fish every Friday?
Ah, we still would. Not as many as we used to, you know, but in a country town like Navan, like they're inclined to still keep the fast once a year, you know.
Maybe people who are not that religious most weekends, but they seem to go for the fish on Good Friday.
Ah, yeah, they try to make an effort. You know, Friday's still the busiest day in the shop here, you know, but after Friday it'll be Saturday, you know.
And would you get the young customers in now?
Yeah. We cater for everybody in here, you know.
And what's going well now? What'll be the most popular?
The most popular is salmon. Salmon followed by cod or hake.
So fish today and then there'll be the lamb on Sunday. So
lamb Sunday, yeah. But don't forget fish today, Good Friday.
So whether you're keeping with religious traditions or if you have your own family routine, Easter will be celebrated in many ways. Chocolate will be eaten, pubs will be open and families will come together. But in the end, it's up to you how you mark it.
Every day is Good Friday, every day is Easter Sunday, every day is Christmas Day, you know. It can be the worst day in the year for you, or it can be the best day in the year for you. I don't go with traditions at all, you know. If you wake up feeling good in the morning, it's Christmas Day.
Take each day as it comes.
Exactly.
That's good advice there. From the streets of Navan, Josh Crosby, thank you very much for that report. I thought the child saying they were going to eat 15 Easter eggs was bad until the fella came along and said he was going to eat 55 Easter eggs. If his parents are listening, you'll need a bucket, is all I'm going to say. Let's try and give away some money, shall we?